Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm John Batts with my colleague and friend and co-host and co-pilot David Livingston, the Dr. Space of the Space Show. And we're hosting John Mankins, the author of The Case for Space Solar Power, about to have a second edition. This is visionary stuff that once was seen as too expensive. But now, an unlimited budget, Mr. Mankins, and as many starships and super heavies as you want. So what are you going to build? What's your expectation? When can you get this done, John?
With an unlimited budget, within 36 months, I would form a company. I would hire a whole bunch of folks around the world, and I would start manufacturing these modular pieces of space solar power satellites in lots of competing lines of attack to solve problems quickly. First demo would be about a megawatt in about 36 months. Within about 48 to 60 months, about 4 or 5 years, there'd be a 10-megawatt version of this platform in a middle Earth orbit, operational and demonstrating power delivery to markets around the world. We start selling, laying out the marketing rights and the landing rights all over the world, form subsidiary companies to build pieces around the world. Can't be a U.S. play only. Got to be a global endeavor if it's going to be global power, global green energy. And within 8 to 10 years, the first gigawatt power system would be on orbit, would cost about $8-10 billion. And then you'd start ramping up. By mid-century, with my unlimited budget, which I wouldn't need much of after the first 15 years, because these satellites are going to be incredibly profitable. So I would look to pay down that. I'll borrow that unlimited budget. I won't take it as a grant. And I'll pay it all back within 30 years. It's a long-term grant, but I'd pay it all back. And by mid-century, there would be hundreds of these satellites providing power in combination with terrestrial solar and terrestrial wind in markets all over the planet.
David, you have a question.
With your unlimited budget, NASA still thinks it's too costly. They just said so in a recent report. Can you overcome the feelings, the thoughts, the reports from NASA, and you do this plan with exclusive private sector money, or do you need to partner with government, including our governments, to make it happen?
There are so many regulatory hurdles that you have to overcome. I think that governments have to be partners in making this happen. But I think the great and it's always good to have government money early, because that provides some credibility. It would be best if it was U.S. government, but the Japanese are already investing. The European Space Agency is already investing. South Korea's investing. China's investing big. So there's lots of government money out there. But I have no concern about the really high numbers that were reported by NASA recently, because those really high numbers are a consequence of really bad assumptions. So they assumed that Starship was never going to be cheap, that Starship would always be super expensive. They assumed that you had to use 8 Starships to launch each payload. And they assumed that you had to throw away a Starship every time you launch a payload. And. So I'm not concerned about those numbers, because I know those numbers are based on really bad assumptions.
It would appear from your new book, John, looking at the graphics, that you have several designs for the satellites themselves. You're still entertaining more and new innovation. Is that correct?
Always. Since I created this concept, the SPS Alpha, solar power satellite, by means of arbitrarily large array, I have gone through 5 different iterations of my own concept. So I'm constantly trying to improve it.
And these designs, they're all very attractive, all very practical. You need to put them in orbit and see what works. That's why you said you were going to start with beta.
Yep, absolutely.
David, why hasn't this happened yet, David? I'm putting Dr. Space on the line. John says it's cost. Is it also what John says, imagination, David? Is that it?
No, I don't think it's imagination. I think it's people wedded to old ideologies and concepts that aren't valid. For example, environmentalists condemn rocket launches as destroying the atmosphere and hurting the Earth. And I used to go to space conferences, and they would say the industrial capacity to do the number of space launches to do one little bit of an SSP system, we don't have those kinds of launches. Well, with SpaceX and with New Glenn coming on the market, that's not true anymore. And people don't get off their old horses very easily.
The Case for Space Solar Power, available at Amazon. John Mankins is the author. David Livingston, Dr. Space, Hotel Mars. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.